Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow, only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We apologize if we played that and terrified you because we didn't warn you in advance. Apparently you need a warning now if you're going to see The Phantom of the Opera. There is a production currently playing in the UK that features 15 trigger warnings. People attending have been warned to expect loud sounds, gunshots, flashing lights, haze, fire, pyrotechnics and depictions of violence and death. Joining me now is columnist with the Irish Daily Mail and Sunday Times, Brenda Power. Brenda, surely people, part of the joy of going to the theatre is being surprised by the haze, fire, pyrotechnics and depictions of violence and death.
Well, clearly not. Some people are obviously going expecting... Well, I actually don't know what you could possibly be expecting if you're going to a play called Phantom of the Opera. I mean, we really are into the world has gone mad territory here, I have to say. And, you know, that's the least of it. Apparently, the audience are going to Murder on the Orient Express have been warned that the production might include depictions of murder. I mean, who knew? I have no idea where this is going to end. I mean, I wonder, does anybody ever look at these warnings and say, oh, I'm not going there. I mean, who would have thought that something like Murder in the Orient Express might involve somebody actually dying or on stage? Not really, by the way, you know, just to clarify that. I really don't know.
For a minute now. Let us imagine that you are you're a brand new Andrew Lloyd Webber fan. You have sat through Joseph and his Technicolor Dreamcoat. You've watched Fake Ears of Corn getting lobbed at a man in a nice jacket, and you've thought, well, this is all very nice. Phantom of the Opera is probably something along the same lines. I'll bring the kids.
And you're going to lash out whatever it costs. I know I saw one report saying you can get tickets for as little as £25 sterling. But, I mean, in reality, these shows cost over €100 a pop. And you're going to lash that out with yourself and your kids without actually saying, I'll just take 1 minute to see what this is actually about. Really? And anyway, I don't know anybody whose interest isn't instantly piqued when you see, for instance, or hear before a programme, this programme contains scenes of an adult nature. Does anybody ever go, oh, that's not for me? And I mean, this is not the worst of it, by the way. I don't know if you're aware that a university in UK, Rotherdale, I think it was, last week issued a warning to students of Renaissance art that some of what they would be seeing might include nude images, like Botticelli's Birth of Venus, for instance, the famous painting of the goddess stepping out of the clamshell. She's covering herself to the best of her ability.
Only barely, Brenda, let's be clear.
But honestly, when you consider what kids as young as 9 can now access on their smartphones, and they're getting their smartphones with their communion money, and they can see any amount of hardcore porn that they want to see, I mean, there is something hugely disingenuous about going the opposite direction with mainstream content and warning people,
surely,
you know, in case it might scare the horses.
Surely,
it's gone too far.
I remember many years ago being at, when I was a small, relatively small child, being at a production of Borstal Boy and being told by an usher as we all sat down that this involved quite a lot of male full frontal nudity. I was unconcerned, but it was a bit late at that point. You would have had to go home and pay the taxi fare in both directions. Would it not be a useful thing to have that on the website? And if it doesn't affect you, if you don't mind hazes or pyrotechnics or depictions of violence and death, sure, what harm that, you know, they're coming at you?
But I mean, what is the point of it if somebody has decided to go? Would you not think that they may already have taken on board the fact that they might actually see something interesting, a little bit out of the ordinary, that they're paying over 100 euros for to see in the theatre?
I mean, but do you think that it takes from those depictions knowing that they're going to happen? Do you need to be surprised by brutality for it to be impactful?
I mean, I can understand flashing lights because obviously they can trigger epilepsy. But other than that, I mean, surely you go to the theatre in order to be stimulated, in order to be surprised, in order to be engaged and maybe even upset and maybe even discombobulated by something that you see. But warning people off, I'd say it serves no purpose other than it's quite disingenuous. It's completely inappropriate in terms of, or at least, you know, rather pathetic in terms of when you realise what people can actually see without any warning, can access without any caution on their phone. It just seems to be dishonest, it seems to me, and sort of virtue signalling in a rather pathetic way with no real effect. And you know, insulting, frankly, to audience and to their maturity.
Well, on the topic of them being insulting, when you look at the 15 in the list for this particular production of Phantom of the Opera, one of the things that they have warned against is a flashing chandelier. The other is haze effects. I don't quite understand how anybody can be traumatised by haze.
No, I mean, what's the haze? The smoke from the fire that they're also warning you about? I just don't know who they intend these for, although presumably they're on legal advice and they're afraid of people suing or saying I was traumatised or triggered because you didn't warn me that there might be murder in a programme called, or a play called Murder on the Orient Express and my granny was murdered on a train. I don't know.
Well, the other one that apparently carried trigger warnings as well was a recent West End production of Oliver Twist, which warned audiences about depictions of hunger. Could you have paid for the money to attend a production of Oliver Twist and not be aware that he's going to ask for more food at some point?
Well, this is the point. And apparently the Chichester Festival Theatre forewarned that a depiction of the Three Little Pigs fairy tale involved a passing reference to Father Pig being gobbled up by the big bad wolf.
Well, I'm poor old Father Pig.
I really don't know where this.
Well, is there any possibility?
I think it's offensive and disingenuous, and infantilizing of your audience. And you know, children as young as 8 can actually get into Phantom of the Opera. It's been passed as suitable for young children. So I mean, but you're treating adults even with even more offensive sort of childishness than 8-year-olds.
Now, I don't want to push out the boat too far, but could it be that what they have worked out is that if you put enough trigger warnings on these kind of things, the Daily Mail will get involved and vastly increase the amount of publicity that you're getting for the production than if you didn't have trigger warnings?
Yeah, it could be a cynical tactic, and it does always seem to work. But I mean, here we are talking about it as well. You've walked right into their trap, that's all.
So where do you draw the line then, Brenda? At what point do you think that there should be warnings? I mean, you gave us the flashing lights because you can have a physical, the people with epilepsy may have a physical response to it. But do you believe that there should be a trigger warning for anything? If you are going to a play, let's say it's a new play, it's a fringe production, and it involves stuff that can be deeply harrowing, should that carry warnings?
I absolutely. I mean, it does have a place. As you say, if it's something, if it's a new production and there may be particularly graphic depictions of you know, I mean, there are some subjects that can genuinely trigger people and that they ought to be warned about. But something that is as well known as The Phantom of the Opera or Murder on the Orient Express or The Fairy Tale of the Three Little Pigs, I'd say most people have the gist of it in advance, and they know what they're going to be seeing and what to expect.
Well, I have to say, it came to me as a total revelation that Father Pig was eaten. I had no idea. I thought the Three Little Pigs were independent from the outset. I'm glad I talked to you so that I now know what I'm facing into if I go and see it.
You can now avoid the Three Little Pigs in case you know a pig who was eaten. I don't know. I mean, I think obviously it is what it does, though. You know, when you sort of overreach in this way, it diminishes the value then of a genuine trigger warning, because people are just going to go, oh yeah, that's more of the same.
Brenda.
Do you know what I mean? As you say, if you're talking about a new production that has maybe some graphic and extreme depictions in it that people may well be upset by, they're going to go, ah, sure. I mean, the warning about the three little pigs, I have nothing to fear here.
Brenda Power, thank you very much. Brenda Power, columnist with the Irish Daily Mail and the Sunday Times. Bravo, Brenda is 100% right, says the text. The UK has lost the plot with this stuff. They're getting worse than the USA, and the definitive text on matters like these. Down with this sort of thing.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.
Spring is in bloom, and so are casino thrills at BetMGM Casino. Play your favorite games like blackjack and roulette with a live dealer. Or check out our exclusive slots like MGM Grand Millions and The Wizard of Oz Over the Rainbow, only available at BetMGM Casino. Spin on spectacular slot favorites like Cash Eruption, 88 Fortunes, Mystery of the Lamp, Rake and Bacon, Cash Machine, Flintstones, and Squid Game from anywhere. Whether you're taking a walk or waiting for your train to come, you can enjoy the thrills of BetMGM Casino right from the palm of your hand. Download the BetMGM Casino app today and get a piece of the action. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. BetMGM.com for full terms. Games may vary by state. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.